Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This evening we have part 110 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Every message I bring has the formula of how to have God's life living in you. I've done thousands of messages on it, and I reckon if the Lord keeps calling me to do this, I'm going to continue until the day I die. We have some letters and a message, Bible reading. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service. Now, Father God, we thank You that You're everywhere. It doesn't make any difference. Many people in automobiles, many people at home may think that You are far off, but I know, and Your word tells us and tells everybody if they read it, that You're omnipresent, You're on the scene, You're omnipotent, You're everywhere, and You know everything. You know the problems that we're going through, and the Bible record is that when people, Your people, are under attack, or there's some evil thing happening unto them, the true prophets of the Lord would immediately go to prayer with You and pray that You would know that they're mindful, that we're mindful, and that the prophets were mindful of the thing that was attempting to happen to them. And so they would say in their prayers the thing that is presenting itself before them. And they would lay it out of all the different things that You've done in the past for those that were of You, things that were devastating and seemed absolutely impossible for there to be any escape from the disaster that seemingly was at hand, such as the Hebrew children when they were boxed into a canyon and at the Red Sea, and there didn't seem to be any apparent escape. And Moses called upon You. Also the time, and You opened the Red Sea, and also the time that You allowed them to walk through the Red Sea on dry ground. And when their enemies were following them, after the Israelites had gotten on the other side of the Red Sea, Egypt decided to come after them. And while they were in the midst of the Red Sea, You closed the sea upon them. Many people do not have the faith at the time of crisis to call on You. But Lord, there are crises that are happening in the Los Angeles area. You well know of how the Miller family, we had led them all to the Lord, and how just as Judas, Satan entered into them, and they, after years of being at the church and knowing everything about it, they stole $200,000 in church finances and then fled. And when we reported them, because we believe in the law, Your law is for the lawless. And already one of the people have died, Bob Miller has died, and faced the great white throne. And on the day of judgment, he'll be there again. And some of the Miller family have ceased from coming after, but there's two of them. They're coming against us. And also the city of Newhall is coming against the church and bringing up charges that are absolutely false. And for years now, there are many people building apartment houses all around us, and they will not give us a permit to even build a shower for the new converts that are coming there. Now, Lord, you have answered the prayer of everyone that is keeping your commandments, and you said that if we pray unto you, you will hear us and answer us and show us great and mighty things. And so this is why tonight, Lord, I'm encouraging everyone to pray and also to fast and pray, because there is a hearing coming up soon. And there are many other things that you have presented themselves, and yet you have your word that shows us that there's no evil thing that can happen unto us. The enemy cannot destroy us. It's impossible. But we must ask in order for it to come to pass. Lord, I ask that you bring an end to all those that are against your church here on earth, your body. Lord, I ask it in the name of Jesus. And I also pray, Lord, that everyone in the church will pray to this end, that these two cases, the Millers are now trying to get money out of the church after we paid them, and for no reason at all, the government took millions of dollars worth of church property and threw everyone out on the street. And their attorney, who was the head of the cult awareness network, Peter Georgiades, took the liberty to buy our properties for pennies on the dollar. Then he said he was selling them for the Millers. And he sold them for around $10 million. And apparently he, from what we hear, is that he never gave a penny to the Millers. And now the Millers are coming after us for a sum of money. And they brought false accusations against the church that were, it's just so many things, Father, you know all about them, and so I'm asking, Lord, that you destroy their purpose. Put an end to all this trouble. Pull down the enemy, Lord, and cause everybody in the church to realize that they have to ask, they must pray, that you will put an end to these things. For if they do, you surely will put an end to them. But if they don't, you will not. So, Father, also bless this service. Anoint it. Open everyone's heart and their spirit to do the same thing. Many people out in Radio Land have heart problems, cancer, leukemia, many other diseases that need to be healed. And if they are keeping your commandments, that is, walking in your spirit, in the spirit, in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you'll be faithful to hear them and answer them, and they are healed already. And if they are being persecuted by some government agency, Father, our attorney told me on several occasions that the biggest battles and losses he has is against the government, all the different government agencies. So we know, Father, that we're living in a corrupt government. It's a society that it's a world society. It's no longer the United States of America. On hearing President Bush's speech just a few minutes ago, he was saying that we will be sure to win this battle of the Iraq, because we're a world society now. And all the people in the world will be against them. But the people of the United States don't seem to be as vehement against the people in Iraq as the world system, the Antichrist. We know, I know, that it's coming from Rome because your word says so. And Lord, I ask that there is no power that can overpower you. We, after we're saved, we have the power over life and death. No society on the face of this earth has the power over life and death except your society, your kingdom, which is the kingdom of heaven. Lord, let everyone be focused on the kingdom of heaven when they pray unto you. And Lord, I know that it is not your will that your people are destroyed, but it is your will that the enemy be destroyed. And Lord, I ask that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I have exposed Satan on this earth, Lord, which I know is supposed to have bound him, Lord. Your word said so. And therefore, I expect you to keep your part of the bargain by executing judgment, binding him here on earth, and binding him in heaven. In Jesus' name, I pray that souls will be saved and that souls will be strengthened by seeing that our God in heaven is a miracle-working God for those of us who love you and keep your commandments. Lord, do it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so where's the first letter from?
From Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay.
Dear world-famous Pastor Tony Lamo in Christ, warmest greetings of love, power, and peace be to you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation.
Yes, we do have power. We have the power because we're in the right society. That is the only society that has the power over life and death. All right? We have power over death, life, death, hell, the grave, sin, Satan, the world in our flesh. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus, and if we're in Jesus, all things are possible. It's for sure. I expect the impossible to happen. Father, I thank and praise you for the assurance that I receive from your word. Give everyone the same assurance, Father. Then what?
Brother, we are devotees of our Lord who are carrying on his service in India since 8 years. We felt very happy reading your literature by the name Dry Bones and found it of immense value for each and every Christian. We are explaining its contents to many people. Many persons, nearly about 200, changed and were saved into our Lord's power and were ready to take baptism.
I just can't understand how anyone could hear my testimony or read it and not be saved. I mean, you can tell by reading it that it's absolutely true. And that's how I was saved almost 42 years ago. And I'm as full of the Spirit today, maybe even more than I was then. This experience that I had stopped me from sinning and also from being involved in selling the Beatles album that I received from Pete Best of the Beatles. I make these statements on the air, and the Lord allowed me to be involved with such people as that. Four different presidents from, I keep forgetting to say how involved I could have been and was really for a while with the Kennedy family, because President Kennedy wanted me to continue doing the promotion for the entire Democratic Party. And Kennedy, who was about to meet me, if I was going to accept, he was coming into town to meet with me. And then Ted Chirac, who's still around, and Mayor Yorty, where I don't know where he is, and Walter Winchell, I believe he's dead now. All these people wanted me to do these campaigns, and I thank God that I'm saved now and that I have that tremendous testimony, which is I've written up the Lord told me to write the supernatural experiences that have happened to me, and there were a lot of them. And I put that one down while I was in prison for the gospel's sake. Just like Jesus was in prison for the gospel's sake, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, and all the apostles, and most of the prophets. So they're all jailbirds, and I'm proud to be one of them. Okay? We're an exclusive group. If you don't serve the Lord, you'll never be part of that exclusive group of us jailbirds that will be in heaven for the gospel's sake. I feel sorry for you. I am so proud to have gone to prison for the gospel and to have been persecuted. But I thank God that I have more faith today than ever before, because I know that I was put in there, and I've won a lot of Muslims in there, people that were out to destroy the white man and possibly everybody else. This is a group raised up by the Vatican to take the blame off the Vatican. Just like Vatican is saying today that they're, and I for a while was wondering about it, but the Lord told me that there are no people running around with atomic bombs in briefcases. That was just, the Lord just told me that yesterday and today. That's all to take your mind off the Vatican. The Muslims that are doing their terrorist attacks is all orchestrated by the Vatican to get your mind on Iraq and the Arabic countries. These things were all created by the Vatican. I remember that in the Sun magazine, one of those tabloid papers that they sell in supermarkets, that there was a group of cardinals from the Vatican that stated that there was going to be, in the early fall, terrorism, that it was going to start. And I said, these people are not prophets. They're satanic beings. When they say there's going to be terrorism happening in the early fall, which is September, I know that it's going to happen. I told everybody that, and I did tapes on it. And I wanted to write a piece of literature on it, but I couldn't write it fast enough. And because I had so many other things going on at the time. But I said, for sure, they're not prophets, and it's for sure it's going to happen. And so these people want all of you in the world to be terrorized and to smokescreen the affairs of the Satanic Vatican. And so the news media, which is the mouth of Satan, is telling everybody that all these people have got rockets headed for us, and that there's 50 countries that have atomic bombs now, and that if there are, it's for sure the Vatican is the one that set it up. Mm-hmm. Okay, and these rockets, one of them fell in the Sea of Japan, and the other one there, probably it was like a 4th of July firework display to try to scare the daylights out of everybody here and make you believe that President Bush, we got to have him, you know, we're going to try to make him a dictator or something. The Bible said these are lies. The Lord says they're lies. He told me that there is no such thing. Now, they've got these pipe bombs, you know, that they're throwing around all over. They're killing 50 people in one place, and then a 20 someplace else, and 100 somewhere else, and maybe 2 or 3 somewhere else. These pipe bombs. But there's nobody carrying A-bombs around with them in the briefcases, the Lord told me. And there's no rockets that are headed over here. The Vatican does not want to destroy the United States. The Vatican wants to keep the United States as a park-like atmosphere and to take industry and put it elsewhere. They don't care anything about the Japanese. So they let them have that bone. And they're so contaminated with smog over there now that they have these what look like parking meters on the street. But I don't know how much you put in, a quarter, half dollar, or a dollar, or your credit card, maybe $5, and you put this mask on to get some fresh air. They're selling air over there. And they have been doing that for quite some time. And so they want industry in Germany and China and Japan, and they're letting them have all the money because they are wanting this, the United States, for themselves. They call themselves the elite. And they're having a ball with scaring the daylights out of you people out there in radio land and TV land. Don't believe it. And even if they were, if this was happening, I was on a trip for a while too, and I don't know why. If they're able to steer my mind away from the Vatican, even for a moment, I can realize how brain damaged you are. You're living in a hellish fear, and all that fear will go away when you know that your soul is saved. These, they just keep coming at you at, every day it's something new, you know, that this guy is in the cave, and here they show pictures of all these ragheads that have got terrorizing people, throwing pipe bombs around. Believe me, there are no 50 countries that have the atomic bomb. We are the only country in the world that has weapons of mass destruction, and I'm sure there are other countries like China or Russia that might have some, but we are the one that has the most weapons of mass destruction. And what we're doing is terrorizing the whole world, and we're actually killing, our armed forces are killing millions of people all over the world, and it's not said on the media because the Vatican will not allow it to be said on the media. They will, however, tell you of all the people that are carrying briefcases around here that are geared to blow up cities and everything. It's not happening. And if they make me look like a liar, cause it to happen, they may, because they have many of the people in what we think to be the U.S. government. They've got them on their team. It's an inside job. The people that call themselves the United States military is not U.S. military. The minute Pope tells them to bomb some country, they do it. And President Bush doesn't dare say that he's going to quit and pull all the boys out of Iraq, because if he did, he knows he'd be a dead man. The Pope would kill him just like he did Kennedy. Okay? Now, you know, if you're saved, you don't have to worry about it one way or the other anyway, but I'm just telling you what I was told by the Lord. Okay, so now let's finish this letter.
We wish that the Lord will spread his word among many people in this end time through this literature,
well, this
dry
bones.
This
is the word of the Lord when I tell you there's no people carrying briefcases with A-bombs in them. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much an A-bomb weighs? A lot, okay? A lot. Too big to carry in a briefcase, all right? Okay, what else?
Many believers were inspired by his glory and were able to gain their faith again. We pray to our Lord that he must use you in this end time in India also. We were astonished by the literature and were thinking that if the words in this literature are so impressive, what will be the position of the public if you visit India and convey your great messages face to face in India?
I am visiting India. You're there, and you are an extension of this ministry in India. So we're going to send you all the literature that you need. Just get it out, okay? And then people will get saved. Just like they are all over India now. But India's a big country, 1.5 billion people, so you really have to get busy because the time of the coming of the Lord is short. Now, see, the United the Pope could tell the United States, hey, make an A-bomb and put it in a briefcase to make this Tony Lama look like a liar. and don't think that they're not capable of it. They're predicting more terrorism. So, most people believe that it's going to be the Statue of Liberty. Capitol Records thinks it's going to be them, that they're going to nail the Capitol Tower over there on Hollywood, on Vine Street. Some people think it's going to be the Empire State Building. They got everybody, just their mind is darting to and fro. But know that it's an inside job, all right? It's a smokescreen to take your mind off of the Vatican. They want you to believe that that idiot there is God. Now, I know he's not God, because it was God that talks to me when I first got saved. He's been talking to me ever since. And it's certainly, he's warning me about the Vatican, okay? Now, if the Vatican was of the Lord, why would God be warning me about it? Amen?
Amen.
And why would the Bible confirm everything that the Lord is saying to me?
Amen.
All right, then what?
We are also very eager to work with you in the great work of saving the perishing souls towards our Lord. We are continuing our gospel. We remember in our daily prayers that we must proceed in our gospel through your esteemed guidance and cooperation and help. By reading your literature, we remember the words of St. Paul in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28, quote, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, unquote.
All right, right there it says that we must present everyone perfect. Now, these false prophets that are in with the Vatican, that are actually Catholics, but they're saying they're promised, they are Protestants. Just like Bush today says, praise God, praise the Lord, you know. You know how easy that is to say? I know people, Mr. Webb Pierce was a singer, Western singers, had a lot of hits, and he wanted me to go to Opryland with him backstage and some of the other well-known figures there, and so I went with him, and then later he wanted to be on PTL, and he told me he was going to be on either PTL or the 700 Club. And he was laughing about that he was stone drunk and that he's not really a Christian. I said, well, you better watch out. You know, the Lord will take your life. And he did. But there's so many people. It's so easy for President Bush to say, praise the Lord, I'm a born-again Christian. But then why is he building memorials for the Pope, the Antichrist? You have these preachers saying, well, the Antichrist is going to come pretty soon. Back when Paul was preaching the gospel, he said there are many Antichrists. Most people, you've got to know that the Antichrist, just like the body of Christ, is a corporate body of people that are in Christ and Christ is in them. And the Antichrist is a huge corporate body of people with Satan in them. And they're the ones that if President Bush is in charge and he's nothing but a puppet of the Vatican, if he's not, then why doesn't he stop all these Bibles being taken out of school? And why doesn't he stop evolution being taught? If I were president, I would immediately cut the Pope off. I'd say, no way. I'm not listening to you. This is a sovereign country. I'm not part of the one world government. We're sovereign. We're under God. Okay, the Constitution was built on the Word of God. And from now on, everyone will take evolution out of school, and we will now put Bibles in school, and we will put the name of God up, and all the different things they're tearing down, I would tear them down and build God up. That's what people are supposed to do that are Christians. This is a Christian nation, and the Vatican, along with these puppets, are doing what Satan wants them to do. They're taking all the things of God, and they want you not to believe it. They're desecrating the actual Word of God as well. Okay, continue on.
We are reading this literature with utmost faith that every person who learns your words will stand before our Lord as a perfect man.
Absolutely. We are perfect if we walk in the Spirit. Then what?
We pray and request you that if you accord your permission, we wish to work in India under the banner of Alamo Christian Ministries.
You got it. Okay, then what?
If possible, please pray for sending 100 Bibles in Telugu to our ministry, which is carried on by me individually.
Send it to him. Then what?
Please continue to pray for me, my family, and ministry as I am praying for you, your health, good family, and great ministry in my daily prayers.
Father God, bless these people, bless this pastor, build a wall of fire around and about him, and prosper him, extend his ministry throughout all the nations in Jesus' name. Amen. And then what else?
Awaiting your early favorable compliance, yours in him, Pastor Ebenezer from Western Godavari District, Andhra Pradesh, India.
Praise the Lord. We'll back you all the way. Then what else?
Next letters from
Niger. Yes, the Lord lets us back you. Then what?
Next letters from Niger State, Nigeria. Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a thing of joy writing this to you. I want to appreciate your effort for what you have done to me by giving me the newsletters and the book on Messiah. I asked for them and it has really transformed my life to an extent that I myself cannot believe. It has also changed my life from great to greater height. And also those I gave the newsletters have also testified to the glory of God. Dear Pastor, I want my name to be on your monthly mailing list. Also, I need your help in the aspect of tapes and CDs so as to grow spiritually. May the Almighty God continue empowering you to carry out the work of God effectively in Jesus' name. Amen. Samuel from Mina, Nigeria, Africa.
Praise the Lord. I pray that God will give you the power to do even the mighty work than we've done here. And throughout the world. Go ahead, and then what's the next one?
From San Salvador, El Salvador. Pastor Tony Lamo, I greet you in the name of Christ, who is our Savior, desiring many spiritual and material blessings upon you. It fills me with joy to see how the ministry that God has given you is growing more and more each day and is known throughout the world. May God continue to bless you greatly, and I thank you for sending the Lord's gospel literature, which I have distributed to all those in need and that want to know the mysteries of our Lord. I need every kind of literature for my area, of course in Spanish. Please send me what you can, plus 25 Spanish Bibles and 25 Messiah books. Thank you for all the support that you give to those of us who believe in the ministry of God. Distributing your gospel literature helps me to win more souls for the Lord. Greetings to all the brethren in Christ there at the Tony Lamo Christian Ministries. Signed, Blanca from San Salvador, El Salvador.
Praise the Lord. We really rejoice and praise God because we know that God means what he says. We know that his word is true. And we know that if we praise and thank the Lord before he even moves on these prayers that we've prayed today, we know that he's going to do it. That's why we're praise him and thank him in advance. Amen?
Amen.
I heard a preacher today talking about the time when Jehoshaphat was in battle with three different nations and how God told him that you don't even have to fight the battle. It's in the 20th chapter of the book of Second Chronicles. They started praising and thanking the Lord, and they put, instead of the warriors up front, they put the musicians up front to praise and thank God because they knew that the Lord said that the battle is not going to be fought by you. The battle is the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that everyone that's attacking us, that the battle is the Lord's. And so everyone should be filled with praising and thanking the Lord. There was a couple of people in the church that were upset with young brothers that would come into church and would praise and thank the Lord. And I was so upset with those older people, whether they think of themselves as brothers, to try to dampen someone's desire to praise and thank the Lord for all the things that the living God has promised us. And we know that we should go into battle with these people, praising and thanking the Lord, and singing praises unto him from the bottom of our heart and from the top of our lungs. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everybody praise the Lord because we know we've already won the battle. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
because I know that the Lord hears, and I know that He said He's answering, and I know the battles are. So just everybody have a cheerful, joyful heart and praise and thank God. That for how He's going to do it, I don't know, but I know that He's going to do it. Okay, Sharon, come on.
The thing that people would really like more than anything would be to have...
You know, the people in this world, like I said, we have all these different societies. Every single one of these societies want to have the power over life and death. I mean, there would be the greatest thing in their life to be able to have their will done in all the things that they want done on this earth. And there isn't a society that was ever formulated in the world that has ever been able to do that, with the exception of the kingdom of God. Now, our will, of course, must be the same as the Lord's will. And if it is, then whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, it will be done. Amen? As long as it's the Lord's will. And everything that I see that is the Lord's will in the Bible, I'm for 100%. So it happens to be my will, too. And so when I'm asking for something, it's obviously the will of God, because I don't really want anything that isn't the will of God. So it's my will, too. God's will is my will. Amen?
Amen.
And if you're of the Lord, that's your will as well. And so when your will is the same will as the Lord, you have power over life and death. Death, hell, the grave, sin, Satan, and the world. You are now a ruler. The Lord called us to be rulers. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord never originally developed the world to form a religion. Not at all. He wanted people to be in His likeness and image, and He wanted them to be exactly like Him. He wanted a bunch of spirit sons. Sons, because we have a spirit in us, and even though we are flesh and blood, we still, if Adam would not have sinned, Eve and Adam, we would still be alive for, and everyone that would be born would be alive forevermore. God knew the end the same as He knew the beginning, so He wants a bunch of spirit sons and spirit daughters that are in the flesh that do His will, so that they can have power over their flesh, life, and death. No society in the whole world has ever been able to stop from dying. The only one that ever came into this world that was dead and then rose from the dead, you know, when Elijah was taken up, he wasn't dead. Amen?
Amen.
He was alive. He had to come back and die. And when Enoch was taken up, he was not dead. The Lord just took him with Him. And when the Lord allowed many people to be sleeping in the earth, and He rose them from the dead, but the Lord is the only one that predicted that He would die and then raise Himself up from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that He would ascend into heaven and then send Himself down into human beings, His creation, to give them power over death and power over life. We have power to retain life if we want it. The Bible says the tongue has power over life and death. Amen?
Amen.
And so we have the power over life and death. So go ahead and read it now.
The thing that people would really like more than anything would be to have power over life and to have power and dominion over death. But in all the different societies that have evolved to this point in time, life and death has run away from them.
It has evaded them. Totally sprinted from them. I have a friend that went to Romania seeking the... I couldn't believe what I was hearing when he told me that. Norman. Norman Kay, formerly with the Mary Kay Trio. The person that brought Rovan to me, and I did the promotion for Rovan, and he was working in a wood factory or a wood lumber company or something, and he was the star. 90 days later, he was the star of the Dunes Hotel Casino Day Parade. This was going back in the early 60s or the mid 60s. And so but he went to Romania to, he says somebody told him that he could find eternal life over there with some pill or some body over there. And of course Norman was now very feeble and old, and he just was married, and we attended his marriage in Las Vegas. He's a dear friend, and his wife was saved through me, through the ministry, by Jesus, and so is Norman, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. And his new wife is, his ex-wife was a former runner-up in a Miss America contest, I forget what year. Okay, let's go.
It is impossible for them to have power and dominion over life and death.
Right. Like, democracy has no power over life and death, over hell, the grave, sin, Satan in the world, the flesh. Communism doesn't have any power over that. Socialism doesn't. Hinduism has nothing like that. Catholicism has no power over life and death. Right? Yeah. You saw that the Pope died. Yeah. He was supposed to be God, they said, right?
Yeah.
He was deader than a doornail. And then what?
Life and death eludes them, runs
right.
From
we're
them.
All going to die, amen?
Amen.
But if we're in Christ, we'll never die, because we, if our husk, if the chaff, which we God calls chaff, the body, if we're saved, it's not chaff, because he'll raise us up from the dead. The chaff and the spirit will come back into the chaff, and he'll translate that old chaff into a body that is ecclesiastical, okay? And then we'll be in heaven forevermore. But if the Spirit of God does not dwell in you, then you're going to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire, constantly dying but never able to die, constantly praying to faint and escape the pain, but you'll never be able to escape the pain. Okay, then what?
Today, when things are supposed to be getting better with this one world government and one world church and one world media,
in other words, the Antichrist system, then what?
Everything is becoming so uncontrollable. The social disease.
Yeah, look at all the social diseases. Amen?
Amen.
The pestilence. Then what?
Social sicknesses.
The all the sickies running around. All you could just look at these different television stations, the police stations and cop stations. There's more rape, more kidnapping, more suicide, more degeneracy, men having sexual relationships with little kids, and even women now are robbing kids out of school to have sexual relationships with them, and they just send their husbands out of the house. This is the sickest, rotten, filthy mess. And the crazy thing about this society is they're so used to it, they think, well, you know, what's the difference? They got the President of the United States having, making girls have oral sex with him and then lying about it and then confessing it. And then you say, well, this is a shock to your ears to hear me say something like that. Well, it's been on the news, you know, for heaven's sakes. I'm certainly not hitting virgin ears. Amen?
Amen.
You've heard everything in this sick society, all right, that there is. Then what?
Death-dealing epidemics.
Yeah, it's just all the epidemics on the face of this earth is just incredible. Then what?
Wars.
Do you hear of wars?
Yes.
The Arabs, the Israelis, us, and all these 50 different countries that were antagonizing, so they'll come and attack or scare scaring people to death that don't have the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And then all these different terrorists that are paid for by the Vatican. Now, everybody that has studied Jack Chick has a book out about the Muslims. What's the name of that book?
The Prophet.
The Prophet tells how this organization was raised up from the Vatican. A Catholic priest and a nun raised this little Mohammed guy and kept him on drugs for years, and they would mark all of his hallucinations down and make him look as though they were holy writ. And that book is their book is just filled with hate. It's a hate religion, and anyone that tells you, well, they don't hate, well then, why are they Muslims if they don't hate? Because that's what their Bible says. All right, then what?
Political unrest, economic uncertainty, all sorts of problems with religions smiting one another, and the problems with the environment, deliberate problems with the environment, I might add.
The government is causing pollution. They've known for years that they could have cars, automobiles that could run without petroleum. That would cut down the pollution in the environment immensely. And hundreds of other things that they know that they could do, but because of the fact that they own the factories and they have investments, and they're not going to change to manufacture something that they can't make money on. That just does not make sense to this bunch of people. Then what else?
All of humanity is in a backward downhill spiral. It's like we're evolving backward rather than going forward. So there is a failure with humans to be able to achieve control and to master the things that are happening around and about them.
They can't even control their own lives. How are they going to control life and death? How are they going to control sin, Satan, the flesh, death, hell, the grave, the lusts of this world? They can't. Then what?
There are all kinds of circumstances that have left mankind with a deep desire for there to be a brand new world. Any human spirit would love to have a world that he can control, a world where it doesn't make any difference what the circumstances are. All circumstances would be in the power of his will. So it's obvious that this is the greatest desire of human beings. This is also the source and motivation of every religion on the face of this earth, with the exception of Christianity, because Christianity leaves everything in the hands of God. We know that the Lord Jesus is perfect, and that if we're in him, that we are perfect, because in him is no darkness at all, no imperfection. There has to be a motivation of religious and spiritual development and practice. In every religion, you can find out that the actual part that promises power to control every one of our circumstances is there, and even death itself. This explains why the deep secret practices of witchcraft and spiritualism are so attractive to millions of people. The reason for it is that the devil promises them power over people and circumstances. But all power in heaven and earth belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. Witchcraft has no power whatsoever. It will have the power to send your soul to hell. That's it. If you let it. Okay? But it has no power over you if you are in the Lord. Then what?
That scripture is Matthew 28, verse 18. So every human being has the desire to have dominion and rule and control their personal private world and the environment. Man is in search of the ultimate power to govern, to have dominion. The desire for power is inherited in the human spirit. To understand all these different desires for power, it is most necessary to understand the original purpose and design of God for mankind and the assignment for which man was created. One of the most important characteristics of God is that he is love. Quote, God is love, unquote, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 and 16. The Lord
also kills, but God is love, amen? And love means keeping God's commandments, all right? Then what else?
The Lord doesn't say that he, quote, has, unquote, love, but he states that he, quote, is, unquote, love. Love also, it states, is the keeping of God's commandments. And he tells us that we should share the love of God with others. So it's important to be able to discern, when it comes to understanding the Lord God, what his motivation was for creating the world and mankind. Because if God is love, then his actions naturally and supernaturally manifest the nature of love. One of God's obvious qualities of love is that love has to give and share itself.
Right, and that's why people, if you have the love of God in you, then you should be encouraging people to praise and thank the Lord, and you should be encouraging people to pray for deliverance. Now we're going to go into the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles, starting with verse 1.
Now it came about after this that the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, together with some of
these are Gentile nations, were going to come against Israel, Jehoshaphat. But it's three nations here are going to come against Israel. That's to simplify this, because these names are hard to remember. But you can remember Gentiles and Jews. There's only two kind of people, Jews and Gentiles. Amen?
Amen.
Now a Jew is one that believes in God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Together with some of the Maonites came to make war against Jehoshaphat.
This is all the Gentiles coming against Jehoshaphat. Three nations, Gentile nations. Then what?
Then some came and reported to Jehoshaphat, saying, quote, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, out of Aram, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar," that is in Gedi.
Now, what was coming against Jehoshaphat or Israel at that time is nothing in comparison to coming against them now, and we who are the spiritual Israel. The entire world government is against us. Okay? And yet I am encouraged because I know that I have a God that I can pray to, and that He's going to hear me, and I know that His promises says that there's no force that can come against me that can prosper. Amen?
Amen.
There's no weapon formed that can prosper against me. And so that's why I want to leave you at the end of this particular tape with the encouragement that if you pray, God's going to answer. And His promises are true. You're not calling upon a God that doesn't hear or a God that doesn't exist. So keep going. God exists. And He's hearing everything I'm saying right now. And He knows whether you're receiving what His word is saying now or not. Go ahead.
Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast
throughout. See, the first thing when some force is attacking you, or the devil is attacking you in your sleep, or the Satan is attacking you with your wife or your husband or whoever, the first thing that a real godly person does is get a hold of God. Amen?
Amen.
Because God, when He answers, he, in other words, when you get to the throne and He says, "Yes, I'm going to take care of it," you can sit back and smile at your wife, even though she's acting crazy, or your husband, if he's acting crazy, and you know that God's going to do something with that wife or husband. Amen?
Amen.
Or if it's an entire world government that's coming against you, the Vatican, the world army, and the Navy, the Marines, all of these people, and the media, which they have for the past 42 years, been again, almost 42 years, have come against me, and I'm still standing strong. I'm hanging in there. Amen?
Amen.
Then what? Because I know God has answered for us. He has protected me all these years. Then what?
Jehoshaphat.
And He'll do the same for you if you really have faith in that He hears and answers, and that He keeps His promises. Now, if God is going to break a promise, He said He was going to send His Son into the world as a man, and He would have said, and let people kill Him. He would have broken that one. If I was God, that's the one I'd break. Amen?
Amen.
But He didn't break that one. Amen?
Amen.
He kept it. And therefore, we know that He's not going to break any of these minute promises. These are minute. Okay? God can do everything. Then what?
Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together.
So like if you want to see victory, then fast and get a hold of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And you'll see that God answers as He did in this chapter. I see that my time is up, and so you read the chapter yourself, the rest of it, and it tells how that God did deliver them, and they didn't even have to fight the battle. The battle is the Lord's. Amen?
Amen.
So this is the way the Lord has led this service, and it's just so wonderful to know that we have a God that keeps all of his promises, and that he's here to defend us, and he's here to listen to us, and he wants to hear from you, and he wants you to be concerned enough about the problems here on this earth to pray about them, not just your problems, or not just the problems that we have over in Los Angeles or over here and there in the world. God wants you to know that he's concerned about your problems, and we want you to know that, because we want to be in good standing with God and with you, that we're concerned about your problems as well. It's God's promise that if you call upon him and you serve him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, that he will dissolve your problems in the name of Jesus. So write us or fast us or call us if you have problems, and we'll pray for you. Amen?
Amen.
Because we'll pray with you, because the Lord is going to want you to pray as well. Amen?
Amen.
So those of you that believe God, and even if you don't believe him, you have to believe him in order to be saved. We receive everything from God by faith in what he says. And he says, if you call upon him, he'll hear you and answer you. So if let's start out now by receiving being a spiritual man, a spiritual son, a spirit son, by saying this prayer, or a daughter. Father, I believe that you sent your only begotten Son into this world, the Lord Jesus Christ. You, Father, because you are the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, came into this world, and you died on the cross and shed your precious blood, because you came into the world as a human and had human blood, that my former sins could be taken away. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me and answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, tell them how they can receive a copy of part 110, How to Have God's Life Living in Them.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right. So make sure to tune in tomorrow for part 111 of How to Have God's Life Living. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you richly, and praise the Lord and pray to him about all the different evils that are happening in this world today, so that we can see the victory of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The victory is God's. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord.